All right, what you've been waiting for. Grand man of music, be it classical, be it folk, be it Native American, be it anything. He can do it. He is just amazing. Please welcome Mr. David Amram.
Thank you, thank you. So nice to be here at Clearwater. Thank you all for coming and supporting this unbelievable event. And considering the fact that many of the journals of information inform us that this genre of music, that world music, folk music, jazz, symphony music are all a thing of the past, irrelevant, and no one's interested anymore, it's amazing that the turnout and the joy and the fact there's more young people here than ever proves that perhaps a thing of beauty is a joy forever, and the people who are in the field of information should get out of their office and hang out at Clearwater. So since we're doing that, we have so many great guests. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the Clearwater World Vegetarian Quartet, playing the drums and the glockenspiel, and the glockenspiel alone is worth coming for, Mr. Kevin Twigg. Playing the acoustic bass, and you'll notice that there are no frets, so he has to put his finger down in the right spot of the instrument. Overqualified for 2013, definitely, but that's the only way to be, Mr. Rene Hart. And all the way from metropolitan, downtown, fashionable Bushwick, New York, right under the old elevated train. Wonderful young man who's been coming to Clearwater most of his life. He tours Japan and China with his own band. Unfortunately, he was free today. Always loved playing with him and my own son to make Father's Day the best possible, Mr. Adam Amram. So I'm going to do something shocking for some of my old friends. We're actually going to do something that is a great traditional song by Woody Guthrie. If any of you see me afterwards, this is Woody's sister, who button I have, and I wrote a symphony based on the beautiful songs of Woody. This is one of his great songs, and Woody used any kind of a melody that he wanted to for anything. And since he was also a merchant seaman, and when I met him, told me about his trips to Asia, we're gonna use a Chinese Hulu Sai. Because what's a folk festival without a Hulu Sai? And this will be a minor blues, and then Josh White Jr. is going to come up and play some other kind of blues. So this is Woody's classic song that we all grow up loving to hear, Pastures of Plenty. It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands will hold. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusky road. And out of your dust bowl, westward we roll. And your deserts were hot, and your mountains were cold. I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes. I slept on the ground in the light of the moon. On the edge of the city, you'll see us then. We come with the dust and we go with the wind. California, Arizona, I harvest your crops. And it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine. To set on your table for your life's sparkling wine. Green pastures are plenty in the dry desert ground. From the Grand Coulee Dam, while the waters run down, every state in the Union, us migrants have been, we'll work and fight until we win. It's always we ramble. That river and I, along your green valley, I will work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life, if it be, 'cause my pastures are plenty, must always be free. 'Cause my pastures are plenty, must always be free. That's Woody Guthrie. He wrote that song quite a while ago, and it couldn't be more contemporary in 2013 in any way. We're going to do something I've never done at Clearwater, but after my 14th time, I was with the great Josh White Jr. yesterday doing a program for young folks. And being 82 years old, I'm still a young folk, but a little more mature. So I thought I would show the mysterious, best-kept secret of a crash course in the history of the 12-bar blues in 2 minutes, like those ads with the guy with the big guitar of how to do everything in 30 seconds. and just show you four different ways to play the 12-bar blues, and then Josh White Jr. is going to come up and really do it in another way that only he can play. So we're going to start off doing what we just did. That's called stop time, and I'll count it out. So when you go home, if you play an instrument or you're listening to the blues or boogie-woogie or anything, you'll be able to hear that's the pattern, that's the fundament of so much of our great music. It used to start off like this with the New Orleans bands called Stop Time, just like we did in the Woody Guthrie song. Now here's the fifth bar, fourth, the sixth bar, and the seventh bar, and the eighth bar, and then the ninth bar, and the tenth bar, and the 11th bar, and then they started adding a walking bass. Still the same thing, just with all that other great stuff added. And then they started putting some melodies on it. Different harmonies. That's all a different way. That's a whole bunch of different ways to play the blues. So when you go home, if you have a guitar player, a mandolin player, a piano player, or just a friend that can sing, you just need three chords, and then you can spend the rest of your life enjoying that beautiful form of music. But there's a great way of using the blues to sing, and the young man who's going to do this with us now, one of the masters of that great tradition, such a joy to be with him, Mr. Josh White Jr.
What a thrill to be up here with David and the group. Make sure I'm in my guitar's right. Then the name? Cool. All right, let's see what we sound like. A little more guitar on the monitor, please. Let's try it.
Thank you.
I'll make a change. But I believe, I believe I'll make a change. Cause this life I'm living won't let me stay here long. His wife is gone, she was all right with me. His wife is gone, she was all right with me. He'd give her $94, she'd give me $93. Tell me about it, David.
Since I don't get a chance to play often enough with Josh, and every time I do, it's a thrill. We did a concert with the Colorado Symphony in Denver, Colorado. First half was the symphony playing symphonic variations of a song by Woody Guthrie, which the Guthrie Foundation commissioned me to write a whole 32-minute symphony. Then theme and variations on Red River Valley for flute and strings, dedicated in memory of Hondo Crouch from Luckenbach, Texas. And the second half, in that spirit of this land, we did a Duke Ellington song, and then we did all Woody Guthrie songs with Josh singing with the symphony. And the people in the symphony were so glad to see the soloist of the evening come out and be friendly with every single person in the orchestra and the audience and have a good time. And then we ended up doing This Land Is Your Land with the symphony, Josh, some folk singers, and a high school chorus. It was a great evening. One of the pieces that we did, it was such a joy to be his backup player, was House of the Rising Sun that Josh and his dad put on the map for all time. So
the great thing about it is that there was no rehearsal. I just started doing it. He jumped in like he does. You know what I'm saying? He can play with anyone, play anything. Just give him a little bit and he'll do it. It was a thrill. thrill for me to all of a sudden have this band playing with me. Let's do it.
White Jr. And Josh will be here after we're done our set, so please stay. You'll hear some stuff that will encourage you and make you feel healthier about living. I've been asked by so many people to play this song, so for those of you that have heard it 412 times, you have my condolences. But this will be the 2013 Clearwater version. So if you have your iPhones, please come and see me afterwards. You can email me a copy. Maybe it'll be better than the other 998 ones. It was co-written with the unlikely lyric team of author Jack Kerouac. I was his musical accompanist for 12 years. His road buddy, Neil Cassidy, whom he made the book about in their adventures, and the poet Allen Ginsberg. And this is the song from the film, which has finally come out from 1959, called Pull My Daisy. And when I do all the stuff of making up all the lyrics on the spot, that's what the young folks call freestyling. So after you hear this, you can go home and do a better job yourself and tell your great-grandparents they should get out and do some scatting too. Well, here we are, Clearwater, and it's the year 2013. It's amazing to think of all the places since the last one that all of us have been. But here we are with Pete and Toshi and with the people from the past and the present too. And all of us together celebrating one another in a clean river for me and for you. So for all of you who share your generosity, we'll celebrate spontaneity, because it's so much fun and it doesn't even cost a dime and everybody can do it all the time. Now, since I'm a mature fellow right now, I want to be an example of good taste. I'm going to make the introduction shorter than usual so the precious time will not have waste. So for anyone who thinks some cat rhyming like this must be certifiably crazy, it's only the 2013 mature and conservative intro to Pull My Daisy. I'll pull my daisy, tip my cup, all my doors are open. Hot, my heart for coconuts, all my eggs are broken. Hot, my heart's on half my life, sorrows hold me steady. Hit my angel heart, my life, lay it on the needy. Hop my heart's on heart, my life, sorrows hold me steady. Hit my angel heart, my life, lay it on the needy. Well, when Jack and Neil and Alan and I wrote the song way back in 1959, never thought that in the year 2013 we'd be here at Clearwater all having a time and such a good time. We're glad that all of you show up to celebrate the day, 'cause that's really the Clearwater way. You'll be glad to know that I don't have too much more to say, 'cause we're gonna hear the young bassist play. Because every one of us can create. Well, you know that we would be here in Clearwater today. There's not too much more that I've got to say, except I'm going to play some four bars with Kevin, 'cause that's what we do in this special way. Thank you.
That's the way we used to scat sing a long time ago, the way we do it in the year 213 at Clearwater today. So just remember to keep in your hearts on this beautiful June afternoon when you go away. We celebrate it as Father's Day, but if there weren't for the mothers too, none of us would be here anyway. So for everybody here on our blessed planet Earth, think about our clean Hudson River and the joy that we can give our yet the coming generations at their birth. So that when they turn 81, as my grandson on the way is going to be, which will be a long time and I might be in another place, don't you know? All of us can realize that they're still going to have a beautiful place in New York to go, our blessed Hudson River. So in the interest of good taste and spontaneity, let's all leave with a good clear water pull my day. Thank you so much. Well, to show that nothing like being on time, in our remaining 5 minutes and 4 seconds, I'm going to play two very brief pieces. David Brosa, the great guitarist from Israel, is going to play with us, but his guitar was on the other side of the Clearwater, and it's such a huge area, and he's besieged with so many of his fans, David probably couldn't get back, but if you see the film David Ammer in the first 80 years, David's playing such a storm in that that the screen smokes in the theaters whenever you see him playing. This could be a short 2-minute piece to celebrate Clearwater's wonderful inclusion of Native American people. And when the Native American people were here before us, there wasn't one popsicle stick or stain of oil in our beautiful Hudson River or anywhere. They are the keepers, the stewards of the land, and still are. So for all the great artists, Buffy St. Marie will be here for our Richie Havens Memorial. This is a wonderful old song taught to me by a great Clearwater friend, Floyd Red Crow Westerman. Mastinchila Wachipe Owan, Ladies' Choice Round Dance. And what could be better on Father's Day than the Ladies' Choice Round Dance? Thank you. Nashville to show Sonny Oaks, the keeper of the flame, that I'll be right on time like they are at the symphonies. I'm going to do now one that takes exactly 3 minutes, dedicated in memory of Richie Havens. I'll be doing this at the Richie Tribute. This is a song that Richie loved. We all did in 1967 when the record came out. A simple, old-fashioned, beautiful song. And the wonder that Richie had and his love of the world and all his people, I think, is reflected in this simple, classic, old, beautiful song. So in memory of Richie, and as thanks to all of you for supporting this wonderful festival, which does indeed prove that it is a wonderful world after all. What a wonderful world. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But what they're really saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ah, the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But what they're really saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Thank you for Adam Amram, Kevin Twigg, Renee Hart, Josh White Jr., and Clearwater. Bless you all.